If you were listening carefully to the readings today, and I'm sure you were, you may have picked up on the theme of humility. But there's something more here that we can look at. Something the Lord is telling us about the role of humility in what we've come to do here today. That humility is the heart of the proper worship of God, especially when we celebrate the sacred mysteries of the Eucharist. The book of Genesis tells us that it was Adam's sin of pride that cost all mankind eternal life with God. Adam and Eve believed the serpent's lie that if they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would be like God. This is the epitome of pride, and it is the antithesis of worship. In effect, they said, I will not worship God, I will worship myself. What a radically different picture we find in Jesus, whom St. Paul calls the new Adam. In his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul writes, though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he humbled himself even unto death, death on a cross. It is the humility of Jesus to worship the Father that defeats the effects of Adam's pride and brings about our salvation. And it is the cross which is the ultimate act of his humility. And because of the cross, Philippians goes on to say, therefore God has exalted him highly, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. In today's first reading from the book of Sirach, God the Father tells his only begotten Son Jesus, he says, my son, conduct your affairs with humility. In today's gospel, Jesus passes that instruction on to his disciples and to us. He says, when you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline a table in the place of honor. Rather, take the lowest place, so that when the host comes he may say, my friend, move up to a higher position. Jesus lived out his Father's instruction and his own perfectly, so that by taking the lowest place, humbly accepting the ignominious death on the cross, his Father would come to him and say, my friend, move up to a higher position. And so raise him from the dead and seat him at his right hand in glory. In the Mass, we come to worship God, but we do it in the context of the mystery of the Eucharist, in which we truly come face to face with the sacrifice of the cross. And it's through this mystery of Christ's own humility on the cross that we can join him in his heavenly glory. So that essential to our participation in this mystery of worship, the Mass, the Eucharist, essential to our being united to Christ, crucified and glorified, is the absolute necessity on our part of an overwhelming disposition of personal humility. The readings today reflect this very eloquently. The gospel begins by saying, on a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine or to eat a meal. But at that meal, Jesus points to another very special type of meal, as he tells the parable of the wedding feast. Now you have to remember that in the language of Scripture, a wedding feast, the idea of the wedding feast always sort of points to heaven itself, the wedding banquet between the Christ and his bride. Today is the Sabbath, and today we also come to a meal. But this also is no ordinary meal, because we find ourselves in the presence of the mystery of the humility of Christ on the cross, but also find ourselves somehow mystically present at his glorious wedding banquet in heaven. And Jesus reminds us that to worthily enter into this banquet, we must not sit in a place of honor, but in the lowest place. We must enter into this banquet with humility. And so all during the Mass, we have all sorts of prayers and signs that recall us to humbly express our humility. Think about it. We begin the Mass with the penitential act, recalling humbly that we are sinners. One reason I almost always use the Confiteor Mass, the I Confess, is because in it we sincerely make probably one of the greatest acts of humility we'll ever do in our lifetime. You think about it. I mean, if you cut someone off in traffic and they honk at you, you know, you're not going to admit, oh, that was my fault, I'm sorry. You know, you can't even do that, but here you come at Mass and you stand in front of everybody and you say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. It is a great act of public humility, or it should be, and it begins the Mass. And then there's that beautiful and radically humble triple, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault, as we strike our breasts. That's a sign of biblical humility. And after the prayer of penance, then we switch into the Gloria, as if to say, well, we're humble sinners. You are the Lord God and Heavenly King. And so first we beat our breasts, but then we praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. You alone are the Holy One, not us. Humility. And then we go into the liturgy of the word, and again we express our humility. This time, though not in what we say, but by not saying anything at all. Instead, humbly listening, recognizing that, you know, God is speaking to us. And so we push out all those other voices in our heads. What are we going to do this afternoon? What are we going to do tomorrow? What is that woman wearing over there? Right? We stop and we humbly listen to God speaking to us through the scriptures and the homily. The first reading from the book of Sirach today anticipates this liturgical humility when it says, conduct your affairs with humility, an attentive ear is the joy of the wise. The Mass proceeds and we come to the offertory as we offer humble gifts of bread and wine to symbolize the gift of ourselves. Just simple bread and wine, symbolic of the fact that we know that nothing we have and really nothing we are, nothing about us, is truly worthy to offer to the King of the universe. And so we ask him to change them into the greatest gift, the most worthy gift, Jesus himself given on the cross. And so the priest bows down in humility and prays in a low voice, right? Before he goes to wash his hand, he bows down in humility and says, with a humble spirit and a contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice be pleasing to you. And then we come to the Eucharistic prayer, the very heart of the Mass. Today's second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, the epistle that so beautifully explains the Mass to us. Many think that this is a homily given, perhaps a series of homilies given by St. Paul in the early church. And there we read about the Mass. You have approached Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven. This is the Mass. And we begin the Eucharistic prayer in which we are truly drawing nearer and nearer every moment to the coming of heaven to earth in the Eucharist. We begin by joining the angels and the saints assembled with us as they sing their song of praise recorded in Scripture. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Not my glory, but your glory. Sanctus, sanctus, sanctus. But the letter to the Hebrews most especially points out that in this heavenly Jerusalem, we have approached, it says, Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. As now we reach the most holy part of the Mass, we hear the words, this is my body, this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. And we finally are present with all of the glorious heaven at the foot of the bloody cross of Christ's humility. All throughout the Mass, we show external signs of our internal desire to become humble before the Lord and one another. We bow our heads at the name of Jesus. We bow to the altar as a symbol of Christ. We strike our breast 3 times in the Confiteor. But now, as we reach the summit of the Divine Liturgy, we show our greatest outward sign of humility. In St. John's Book of Revelation, he describes his vision of the entrance of Christ into the heavenly liturgy. And he tells us when Jesus comes in, it says, all the angels and saints, it says, fell down and worshipped before the Lamb who was slain. So as Christ personally and physically is about to enter into the liturgy, present under the appearance of the Eucharistic bread and wine, we join the angels and the saints and we fall down on our knees in humble humility. And we kneel again a few moments later before the Lamb of God, saying in humility, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. And notice in all this, the priest joins us right after both the elevation of the body and blood of Christ and right before the Lord, I am not worthy. Notice that the priest also kneels. He genuflects quickly in humble adoration, remembering that although he's honored to stand in persona Christi during the Mass, he knows that the Eucharist is really God himself and the priest is merely a humble, unworthy minister. And finally, after preparing ourselves to approach this heavenly wedding banquet with truly humble hearts, Christ himself, the host of the banquet, approaches us and says, my friend, come up to a higher position. And then we draw nearest to Jesus, who takes us to the highest place as he comes to us in Holy Communion. It's Christ's humility that allowed him to come to us in the form of man and to die on the cross. And it's Christ's humility that conquers Adam's pride. It's Christ's humility that allows him to come to us under the form of simple bread and wine. And it's Christ's humility that brings us into his glory. But it's only to the extent that we prepare ourselves and open our hearts to share in his humility that we can truly enter into the mystery of the gift of his cross and share in his glory. Our brothers and sisters, taking the words of today's scripture to heart, let us conduct our lives with holy humility. And let us begin that with humility at this Holy Mass. Having listened with an attentive ear, now let us approach the heavenly Jerusalem, the Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. But do not seek honor at this heavenly banquet. Instead, go and sit in the lowest, most humble place, not so much physically, but spiritually, in your heart and disposition, so that when the Lord approaches you, he can say to you, my friend, move up to a higher position. For he who humbles himself will be exalted. Praise be Jesus Christ.